and happy to be joined by Dr. Oz. He hosts the Dr. Oz Show weekdays at 1 o'clock on Fox 5. And, Doc, good morning to you. I'm all Pfizered up. Natalie's all Pfizered up. And we're concerned over reports out of Israel that the Pfizer vaccine, well, maybe not all effective against the South African variant. What say you?
It's a very small study, observational, and not peer-reviewed. So I'm not going to throw away all my hope. But it is concerning. We've always had the belief that there will eventually be mutated versions of COVID-19 that the current vaccine does not protect us as well against. What they're discovering in Israel, which is a country that's been more vaccinated than any other, is that even though you don't have a lot of South African virus variants there, the ones that are there tend to once in a while break through and infect people who've been appropriately vaccinated. But I must say that part of the problem is that...
Is that Israel calling?
No, it's Anthony Fauci on the other line.
No, the part of the issue is that you've got a bunch of people who have been well vaccinated and they're fearful and they don't get hurt badly, but they get hurt badly enough that they show up on radar. So I'm more concerned about people who get bad complications from the virus, not ones who just report that they're ill.
So the bottom line is, you know, still get vaccinated as soon as you can, because I haven't been vaccinated yet, but I'm due for one and I'm getting the Pfizer, but I'm going for it anyway. I mean, even if it doesn't protect you fully, you are protected against death, right? Regardless of the strain.
Well, we don't know that for sure. Let me say it a different way. You have such extra protection with the normal vaccine against the normal viruses it was made against that there were zero cases of death. Zero. Now, in this case, maybe instead of having 10 times more than you need, you have barely what you need, but enough. And a heck of a lot better than if you had nothing on board. And so I would not think about it as a binary yes, no. It's how much extra protection do you have to really make sure your body's revved up and ready to go to battle against this virus. You don't have quite the same amount of protection as you would have normally. And this is more important. Let's be practical about this. There are going to be continued new mutations that occur. As the virus spreads around the world, it's not just here. It's continuing to spread. Most countries haven't been vaccinated. And so actually that call that literally just came in was from my mom in Turkey. They don't have vaccines there yet. They're getting the Chinese vaccine. But in Turkey, there's virus spread. So as it spreads, there's going to be mutations. When mutations occur, some of them will be ones that are resistant to the current generation of vaccines. We'll have to make booster shots, which are already being developed, by the way. And that's the good news. It won't take us a year to come up with the new versions. We'll make it very rapidly. But take the protection you have now, because it's a foundation that will be, that you, it can be built on when needed.
Well, what does your mom have? Is your mom in Turkey? What does she have to do with Turkey?
That's where she lives.
Turkish.
She lives.
What's
in
that?
Turkey.
She lives in Turkey. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm asking.
So the reason she calls me now is because she knows I'm on television or radio. So she the
great mom. Moms are like that.
She's 7 hours at different time zones. She can still find the worst time to call.
Hey, Doc.
Go ahead, Michael. Dr. Oz, yeah, let me ask you about the Chinese virus. How effective do you the Chinese vaccine, how effective do you think that is?
Yeah, I think it's pretty effective. They are using it as a public relations bonanza. Let's just be clear about what's happening. They're making a lot more vaccine than they need. They're not actually using it for all Chinese people. They're spreading it and selling it to countries that are they're trying to curry favor with, and very effectively. It's great diplomacy with vaccines. The United States should be doing that as well. Our country, people want to get vaccinated, will be vaccinated by July. We will have an excess of vaccines. And the question is, what are we going to do with it? I'd actually argue spend some money as in one of the wisest ways you can imagine, basically a Marshall Plan for not economic revival of Europe after World War II, but instead of that, fixing the world from the COVID-19 pandemic. And let's share wisdom that we have in effective virus vaccine technology with people all over the planet who want it. Right now, Russians and Chinese are selling their vaccines to countries that should be U.S. allies. And Turkey, for example, is buying Chinese because they have to. They can't, or, you know, and Israel bought Russian initially. So they just need to get vaccine. So why aren't we selling to countries that are allies of ours?
Yeah. Dr. Oz, catch him weekdays at 1 o'clock on Fox 5. You know, you're always giving us great advice. Can I give you one piece of advice here, Doc?
Please answer my mom's call.
Yeah.
Call mom. Exactly.
Yeah.
Call mom.
Say hi.
Call mom.
Say hi to mom.
Say hi to us. Say hi to her for us, please.
All right. Okay. Thanks. Bye-bye. Dr. Oz joins us virtually every Monday at this time. That's pretty, I wasn't aware, maybe you knew, I wasn't aware that his mom lived in Turkey. That's very cool. All righty.